Menachos, Perkhes, Mishnah Dalet 8:4. Now we talk about the harvesting of the olives to make the olive oil. There's a lot of words in this Mishnah, and I want to make sure that the words are clear. So let me say the whole story outside first, then we'll see it inside. The olives are harvested in three stages. Okay, the first stage essentially is the top of the tree, the second stage is the middle of the tree, and the third stage is the olives on the bottom of the tree. In each stage, the olives will produce three grades of oil, because to get the oil out of the olive, essentially it doesn't just come out by itself, you have to squeeze or press or crush the olive. But the more you crush it, then you'll get more oil out, but also more of other stuff you don't want in the oil. So the tighter, the harder you have to press or crush or squeeze it, the more debris gets mixed in. So essentially, the grade A olive oil, what we call like virgin olive oil, has been smushed, like meaning it's impounded inside of a mortar and pestle, so that the oil can get out, but it hasn't really been like pressed or ground up. The second stage will be press, and the third stage will be essentially ground up. Okay, so you'll produce in each of the three stages three grades of olive oil. Okay, grade one again is just smushed. Grade two will be actually essentially pressed, and grade three will be if it's actually been ground up and then oozed out. Okay, that's the gist of our Mishnah. So let me see the Mishnah inside here. It says a little more than that, of course. The Mishnah says, Shlosha Zesim. There are three stages to the harvesting of the olives. Uvehen Shlosha Shlosha Shemanim. And each of the three stages produces three grades of olive oil. Hazai Sarishon, the first stage in the harvesting of the olives, that's Megargaro Barosh Hazayas. Megargar is this word for like harvesting olives. You harvest the top olives and the olives on the top of the olive tree, which the sun is shining on directly, and they have, of course, become the most ripe and good. And then the kosesh, katisha is, smushing it inside a mortar and pestle. The nos naso chasal, and you put them in a basket, and then they'll ooze by themselves. The basket has little holes at the bottom. It's like, think of a wicker basket. And that basket, therefore, acts as a bit of like a filter, so the bits of olive and sediment get stuck onto the basket, and the actual... there's a kli beneath this kli, like a receptacle that catches the oil, catches essentially the pure virgin olive oil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Svivo Sasal. He says you don't just put it into the basket. You line the smushed olives around the basket so that the oil has to drip down the side of the basket, and that gives it more time to filter out more stuff. More stuff gets caught along the side of the basket, so when it finally drips out the bottom, it'll be that much purer. Zer Rishon, that is the grade A of the first stage. Then ta'an bakora, then you press it in a beam press. So that means the core of the beam is this very long wooden beam, which creates like a massive lever arm. And that essentially presses the olives very, very hard to get more oil out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ba'avanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't use the beam press because that's just too much pressure and therefore too much debris will get out. For the grade B olive oil, you want to just simply use rocks. Put on rocks to put on the olives, and that will squeeze out more, but the rocks do less, apply less pressure, and therefore you get less debris and sediment mixed into the olive oil. Zesheni, that's the grade B of the first stage. And then chazar, you go back, v'tachan, v'ta'an. You go back, you take the olives that have been impressed, and you do tchini, you grind them up to like a paste. You've probably seen all around there at Israel, if you've ever been here, they have these tall kind of almost like bathtubs, if you will, and there's a round, something goes around the bathtub, okay? And what happens is you essentially have a donkey that walks around attached to a beam that rotates that heavy grinding stone, and you put in the top of the bathtub, if you will, the platform in which the olives go. You put the olives, they get smushed up to a paste, and you'll collect all that paste, that's ground up paste, put into sacks, and then those sacks go into the press for further pressing. That's the third stage. So Chazar, you go back, v'tachan, you grind up the olives, v'ta'an, then you re-press them with a full beam press, the full pressure as much as you can. Of course, lots of debris gets in there, but you get every drop of olive oil out. Zeshlishi, that's the grade C olive oil that's produced from the first stage. Harishon, the grade A olive oil, la menorah, that's what goes in the menorah. You can't use, the menorah is required to have... Shemen Zayas Zach Katisha. That's be like a Zach is pure, and therefore that requires no pressing or grinding, certainly. Bashar, the grade B and grade C oil, limonachos. That can be used in menachos also. Of course, it'd be ideal if you can have, you know, just the virgin pressed olive oil. But the problem is that it's expensive. Okay, so Hashem was chas on Monos Shel Yisrael. Hashem had pity on the expenses of people. And therefore, bottom line is, you can use the lower grades of olive oil as well in your mincha. Hazayas Hasheni, the second stage of the olive harvest, is Megagoro Barosh Hagag. You take the olives that are at Rosh Hagag, at the height of, you know, roof height. Barthenor learns, as others, that they would plant their olive trees near their homes. That gives them easy access to olive tree from the roof. But the point is, it's the mid-tree olives, which also have ripened from direct sunlight, but just there's less direct sunlight, and therefore less ripening, and therefore less quality oil. So again, to get the A grade of the stage B is the kosesh v'nosen l'soch hasal. You just smush it in the pestle, and then you put it inside the basket. The basket serves as the filter, drips out the bottoms, collects into another kli, and that will be your grade A oil from the stage 2 harvest. Reb Yehuda Omer, svivo sasal, he says, no, don't put it on the bottom, put it on the sides like before, and therefore more oil will be dripping on the side of the basket, filtering it better. Zerishon, that's the grade A olive oil of stage B. Then tan bakora, then you press it in the beam press. Reb Yehuda Omer, avanam, no, don't use a beam press, says he, like before, use just stones to press it, less pressure, less sediment. Zesheni, that's the grade B oil, in this case from stage 2 of the harvest. And then chazer v'tachan v'ta'an, zeshlishi. Then you go back, get the olives that have already been pressed, but you grind them up, and then you press them again. Now in the beam press, according to everybody, getting everything out. That's shlishi, that's grade C olive oil from, again, stage 2. Harishon the menorah, the grade A oil can go for the menorah again, because it's still zach kasis, it's shemen zach kasis, it's oil that's clear. Vashar l'menachos, and you can use the grade B and grade C also for menachos as well. Hazayis HaShlishi, the third stage of the harvesting of the olives. Those never fully ripen on the tree. They're not fully ready. And therefore, otno besocha bias ad sheyilke. You collect them in what's called a ma'aten. Otno, ma'aten, same word. Essentially, you basically gather them up, and it's like a vat, and you let them sit and begin to ferment. They begin to degrade. And that degrading process essentially makes now them able to release their oil. So that's what you wait for it to happen. But of course, but then as they begin to degrade, so they almost like sweat a icky liquid. The icky liquid that comes out doesn't smell good, doesn't taste good, and therefore you want to get rid of that. So after you've left them in the ma'aten long enough, and now they begin to yilke, to spoil, uma'alehu menagvo barosh hagag, you take now the olives, those like sweaty kind of spoiling olives, you put them on your roof, and that's to sun dry them. That will evaporate and get rid of the nasty liquid that came out of the olives, so you won't have stinky, nasty olive oil. And then the kosesh, v'nos l'soch hasal, then you have now to get your grade A of the stage 3. Again, you're gonna smush it in the pestle and put it inside the basket. Rebuto Omer, svivo sasal, no, he says put it around the basket, so better filtration. Zerishon, that's the grade A of the stage 3. And then tan bakora, you press it with the beam press. Rebuto Omer, ba'avanim, don't use the beam press, too much pressure, use the stones instead. Zesheni, that gives you the grade B of the stage 3 olive oil. And then chazer v'tachan v'ta'an, then you go back, you grind it up, you put it back in the press, in that sack, and everything, every last drop comes out. Zeshlishi, that's the grade C oil that comes out from this third stage of the harvest. Harishon the menorah, you can use the grade A to go in the menorah, because again, it's shemen zayis zach, v'hashar, and the grade B and grade C, l'menachos, can be used in menachos. So our mission here is making it clear that as long as it hasn't been like pressed hard or ground up and pressed, certainly you could use it in the menorah shemen zayis zach, but there'll be three levels of priority. Ideally, you get from stage 1, the top of the tree olives, then if not that, stage 2, and if not that, then stage 3. The next mission we'll discuss, since effectively we've given 9 categories, 9 grades in total, right, 3 stages, and each one has 3 grades of olive oil. So this next mission we'll discuss, you know, the hierarchy of what's best for making your minchas, since all nine are kosher, at least b'dieved, for making your mincha.